Yeah, Josh Thorsteinson.
Good. Thank you, Josh. Tell us about your award then.
Just awarded every year to the student with the top combined marks for their grade 11 and 12 years.
What are you majoring in then?
So now I'm at UBC Vancouver. I'm actually in Cranbrookville right now. I'm just doing university from home online, and I'm majoring in psychology, and I'm also doing a dual degree with a Master of Management in Business.
Boy, you've taken on a lot, Josh. Do you read a lot? Do you study all the time? What's your way to stay focused? Because to achieve something like this, you've got to really be focused all the time.
Yeah, I like to read a lot. I like to study a lot. I also like to get outside because it can be tiring just sitting in front of a computer all day. So I like to spend a lot of time at the climbing gym doing some rock climbing and at the ski hill skiing.
Interesting. So you hold down some athletics too to stay healthy. That's wonderful. Yeah. Tell us, those career choices, why did you choose them?
Well, originally I was thinking about music. I'm a drummer, but I decided that it would be kind of a more stable career path to go with psychology, and my career plan is to become a business consultant, kind of working with HR in different companies to make them more productive.
Right.
So that goes along with the psychology and the business aspect.
It's interesting with your age group, though. With your age group now, you're so good with technology. Will that get you crossing over into the technology world at all, then?
I'm sure it will involve technology. I mean, there's a lot of technology involved right now, attending Zoom classes and stuff like that. So I'm sure it's going to continue in the future.
At a time like this where you're peaking in your life and you want to make sure you get things right for, well, really for your future, what's it been like studying online and getting your instruction via Zoom or any other formats than you've been using? Has it been tough?
Yeah, to be honest, it has been pretty tough. It's just a lot harder to find the motivation, I find, and I think a lot of other students are finding the same thing, but it is a very good money saver. I mean, I don't have to pay for cost of living in Vancouver, so that's pretty nice.
I see. Very good. Will you get to Vancouver once the pandemic lifts? How quickly will things change, or can you even tell that at this time?
At this time, there's nothing set in stone, but I am planning to move to Vancouver for September. That's what I'm hoping, at least.
I see. Is everything on schedule for you at this time?
Yeah, I mean, it is on schedule for me. It's just that I've got to make it through the second semester and then, yeah, get to Vancouver.
Congratulations on everything you're doing here. What are your peers and your students and your friends and parents, what are they saying about all this? Were they surprised, or do they just kind of expect this from you? It sounds like you're always on top when it comes to academics then.
They were pretty impressed. I got a lot of congratulations, which I was really happy about. So yeah, I wasn't expecting it either, actually. Everyone was keeping it a secret from me what this award was going to be that I'm receiving today. So I was really pleasantly surprised.
You just got it, just today?
Yep, just today this morning.
Came in the mail?
I guess it came in the mail. Well, I went to Mount Baker to pick it up.
I see. Wonderful. Congratulations. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our radio audience here while we've got you?
Stay positive. Obviously, you've heard it a million times, but things are weird right now. I don't know. Get outside. Makes you happier.
That's fine, and it's nice to hear that you do just that. You study and you make sure that you're getting some fresh air and enjoying life. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your Governor General Academic Medal, Josh.
Thank you so much.